Those pictures from the prison at Abu Ghraib have been a blow to the image of the U.S. military, especially to the military police. MPs are in charge of Abu Ghraib, and seven among them are facing courts-martial for their roles in the abuses. The U.S. Army invited reporters this week to Fort Leonard Wood. That's home to the Armed Services Military Police School. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Fort Leonard Wood is a sprawling base, more than 60,000 acres in the heart of southern Missouri's Ozarks. Many of the troops marching down the base's roads here are MPs in training. That's why the pictures and the news from Baghdad's Abu Ghraib prison hit the camp hard. Brigadier General Stephen Curry is the camp commandant.
The reputation of a very fine branch of the Army is being sullied here, okay? We take our reputation very seriously. We take our reputation in the Army very seriously about being a values-based organization.
In part to help repair that reputation, General Curry invited journalists to Fort Leonard Wood to observe how MPs are trained, and specifically how they're trained to handle enemy prisoners of war.
Okay, make sure you balance. Get him off the balance. If he fights you, then bend the knee toward APW. That hurts. Huh?
Yes. Staff Sergeant Andrew Chung is showing recruits the proper way to search an enemy prisoner of war. A freshly shorn private is spread-eagled in the dirt, while an instructor holds him down, frisks him, and removes his belt and boots. The position is clearly uncomfortable, but Chung reminds his troops to treat the prisoner humanely and respectfully. That's at least the 20th time today Chung has used that very phrase. General Curry and the rest of his staff won't talk directly about the allegations of abuse at Abu Ghraib. They say they don't know what really happened there and that it's a matter best left to military courts of justice. But Curry says the rules about how to treat prisoners aren't confusing.
Where to draw the line is pretty clear.
Open your mouth and say ah. Ah. Lift up your tongue. Close your mouth.
At the training facility, soldiers are learning how to process prisoners after capture. They're 14 weeks through a 17-week training program. Many are no doubt headed to Iraq. Curry says right now there are nearly 40,000 MPs overseas doing everything from directing traffic to running prisons. Sergeant Daniel Leeser was an MP in Iraq during the Gulf War before serving another 11 months there recently. He says the role of MPs in Iraq has changed. During the Gulf War, he says, he mostly just processed enemy prisoners of war.
Now it's more of a police role for us.
Officers at the military police school say they're constantly making changes in training to reflect changing conditions in the field. But so far, they've made no changes in training based on reports from Abu Ghraib. They note that the investigation is still ongoing and that they'll wait for final recommendations. In his report to the Army and in remarks before Congress, Major General Antonio Taguba said he believed a lack of training was one of the factors in the alleged mistreatment of Iraqi prisoners. The director of training at Fort Leonard Wood's Military Police School, Colonel George Milan, says that criticism bothers him.
It bothers you when you see any kind of pictorial, as we saw on the news. Training was mentioned, and then, you know, we took a look at our training, and we think our training is sound.
Milan says he doesn't expect the incidents at Abu Ghraib to affect recruitment. He says recruiters quickly fill quotas for MPs, in part because the job offers young people a potential post-military career in civilian law enforcement. Private Jessica Nizwicki of Oxford, Connecticut, says one of the reasons she wanted to become an MP is because she always looked up to police officers.
I believe there's still people that have respect for us. We just have to work harder to regain the people that aren't looking up to us anymore.
That's a job that won't get any easier, as next week the first of seven MPs charged with abuses at Abu Ghraib goes on trial in Baghdad before a special court-martial. Greg Allen, NPR News.